On your back.
Silverhead Lake is perfectly safe. Wouldn't have let the boy go without a full sec patrol if it had been dangerous. Never guessed that those trappers were paid by Sidler. They ate our food and drank our drink and slept in our beds. And one of them fucked my wife.
Now you don't know that, Alfred.
I didn't see his snake dick slipping between her legs, Mother. But I saw the snail trail on her thighs and the smile on her lips and felt the warmth of the sheets.
Nobody spoke. By now, the seven companions had been allowed to sit, listening to the anguished story. Alfred Nelson had killed his young wife, that he believed had betrayed him.
By the time I discovered my wife's infidelity, the trappers had gone. Gone up to Silverhead Lake on assignment.
The Baron walked unsteadily to a side table, opening the cupboard beneath it. He took out a round goblet of hand-cut crystal and a matching decanter, three-quarters full with brandy. He poured himself a large measure and gulped it. The Baron spun around to look at the others in the room, taking a step back so quickly that he slurped half the liquor onto the carpet.
What are you staring at like a string of death watchers?
You were telling us about your son?
Yes, the murder of my son. Rick Coburn had been the first up to the lakeside, leading 10 of my best sec-men, searching for the 11-year-old boy.
The Baron recounted that it had been dusk, and a chemstorm had been threatening from the direction of Old Denver. Thunderheads towered over the surrounding mountains, and already the first tracery of vivid silver lightning was visible. Zeeb's escorts had been murdered, both men shot several times. Their corpses had been stripped naked and mutilated. Coburn recognized Joseph from an old bobcat scar on his shoulder. Trace went out with Joseph, so they figured that the second body had to be his. Though there wasn't any way of telling, Trace's mother wouldn't have known him. At this point, Coburn walked to the window and stood looking out, reaching up to touch his face, as though he'd gotten something in his eye. The Baron picked up the story, draining his glass and looking at it in a puzzled manner, as if someone else had sneaked up and drunk it away from under his nose. He pivoted and hurled it down into the hearth.
It took longer to find my son. He was only 11.
Dean glanced across the warm room at his father, but said nothing.
Coburn had spread his men out to search, but he was the one who found them.
The sec chief Coburn had made a hesitant effort to conceal the facts from the Baron, but nobody got to be in charge of a large vill without being able to read the faces of the men who worked for him. Alfred Nelson had insisted on every vile detail of the way his only child had been tortured before an agonized and prolonged demise. And he'd examined for himself, alone in the small chapel of Vista, the mangled remains of his boy.
They went to this vill of Yuma? The place of this man called Sidler?
That's right.
How long ago?
3 months. Is it not, Mr. Coburn? Or is it 4?
Nearer 5, Baron.
Yes. Time passes so quickly with pleasant diversions. My father used to say that, you know. The opposite is appallingly true. For me, with my only child gone, my son and heir, time stands still.
Any names for these trappers? Anyone we might possibly have heard of?
We list all outlanders that come to the vill. Have their names someplace. There were 6, now I recall it. One called Grant. Another called Julio, or some kind of Mex name. Have to check them in case any of you've come across them in your journeying. Oh yes, third one was called Jennison. I've been told you have some good blasters with you. And some of you look like you might know how to use them. I got a plan sort of bubbling away in my mind. How you can help me, and I can help you. Gotta think about it some.
Ryan's experience of barons and their plans for helping you was that the balance of help generally lay pretty heavily on their side.
The boy looks something of the age of my Zeeb, Mr. Cawdor. There is a resemblance to you.
It wasn't clear whether there was a question hidden in there. Ryan nodded.
My son, Baron.
Smaller than Zeeb? Then again, you are a smaller man than I am. My dear dead wife was tall for a woman. Zeeb will be very tall when... Of course, he won't get any taller now. Mr. Cawdor, have you lost someone you loved?
More times than I can count, Baron.
Then you know why I feel I must... When a bullet has been fired, it is a foolish man who does not immediately replace it with another round in the magazine. Do you not all agree with me? Well, you do not seem to disagree. That is what I believe.
What do you want me to do with them, Baron?
Do with them? Why, bring them to the evening meal in 1 hour's time, Mr. Coburn. Bring all of them. The women and the child. All of them. They're not going anywhere. My mother sends her regrets that she is unable to dine with us. She is old and frail, and finds life is sometimes too much for her these gloomy days.
Baron Alfred Nelson had already made a similar apology for the Dowager 3 times during the meal, and they were still only at the beginning of the meat course. Considering his enormous near-muty size, the ruler of Vistaville had an extraordinarily poor head for alcohol. There had been a dry white wine served with the soup and fish, and now a rich deep maroon merlot with a fricassee of pork and sweet potatoes. For those who preferred it, there were brimming flagons of the local beer. The table was a good 20 feet long, made from a single polished slab of veined redwood. The cutlery was pewter, dating back from before the long winters. The glass was fine as anything that Ryan had ever seen, cut with patterns of intertwined acanthus and vine leaves. Dean was fascinated by the way that the heavy goblets rang when he tapped on them with his finger. Nelson sat at the head, wearing a loose shirt of white linen, hanging outside black corduroy pants. Ryan had noticed immediately that both the blaster and the saber were conspicuously in place. The Baron had drained the first glass of the Chablis in a single gulp, wiping his mouth with the back of a hand, glowering around the table.
Welcome, guests.
Dean had been placed at his right elbow, with Christy on the left. Ryan sat next to her, Mildred on his left. Michael was next to Dean, JB along the table from him. Doc was last in the line, sitting opposite the taciturn sec boss, Rick Coburn. Half a dozen of Coburn's men stood discreetly around the room, their automatic M16s at the ready. The food was excellent, the wines unusually rich on the palate. Conversation was halting, as nobody knew what was going on, or what was in the Baron's mind. Alfred Nelson's mood swings became more erratic as the meal wore on. He seemed fascinated with Dean Cawdor, offering the boy more wine, which he kept refusing, taking note of his father's warning signals. But the Baron also cut up choice pieces of the salmon, giving it to the lad off his own fork. Ryan kept a careful watch. In different circumstances, he'd have placed an obvious interpretation on Nelson's behavior toward his young son. But this didn't seem to be at all sexual, just a delighted preoccupation that appeared to have its roots in the recent loss of his own 11-year-old boy.
Young man, do you enjoy fishing?
Sometimes.
And hunting?
When I'm hungry.
Ah, shooting. Zeeb was good with a rifle or bow.
I'm not bad with a rifle. Not that great with a bow and arrows.
You and I can go fishing every day when the summer comes once more and the ice is off the creeks. How about that?
Dean looked at his father, who shrugged. The Baron was inebriated and getting drunker by the minute. Another thing that experience taught you about surviving in Deathlands was that it wasn't generally a good idea to argue with a drunken Baron.
Yeah, sure.
Are we staying here, Baron?
Perhaps. Some will and some won't. What do you say to that young Michael, isn't it?
It is, Baron. What do I say? I'd say that my face looks like the rising sun, doesn't it?
Drink had made Michael flushed. Baron Nelson reached out an enormous arm and ruffled the young man's hair.
Ha! You shall have better clothes, Master Rising Sun. Real clothes.
I like these clothes.
I've been thinking for some time you should dress safer, Michael.
take up the Baron on his kind offer.
Oh, right. Yes. Sure, Ryan, I understand. Clothes, pants, shirts and stuff.
Reaching for one of the dark green bottles of wine, the Baron knocked it over with his sleeve, sending a cast